Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. What a day today. Just absolutely gorgeous. And that's the way it's going to be for the next 5 or 7 days. We could probably record this weather forecast and just play it over day after day. The only thing is going to fluctuate. It will slowly begin to get warmer as we head to the weekend.
That is true.
Austin's all over this. We'll be checking in with him in just a second for the latest 5 day forecast. And like I said, it will be a beauty. Okay, before we jump in and take care of some business here, let's do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Hey, I like this. Saturday's women's team from three top-ranked SEC schools are competing in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown at Ashton-Brosnahan. The Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs, and the LSU Tigers. Matches are free and begin at 1. Autograph sessions with the teams will be held throughout the day. Flood warnings have been extended for both the Escambia and Perdido Rivers. The Escambia River at Century will rise above flood stage tonight, cresting at 19.3 feet for the Perdido River near Barano Park. The river will rise above flood stage tonight at 19.7 feet. And plans for a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge moved closer to reality on Monday. Santa Rosa commissioners voted to approve a design of a toll system and a rate study to help establish the amount of the toll. Got to figure out how much money it's going to cost.
Right.
The study would consider the possibility of tailoring a fee structure allowing different rates for beach residents, workers, and county residents as a whole. And that's what the top three trending stories are doing today.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty, a lot going on in the Sunshine State, starting with a bill targeting deepfakes making its way through the Florida legislature. Miami-Dade Senator Alexis Calatayud is sponsoring the bill, which would require social media platforms to remove the content within 48 hours. It passed the Senate Rules Committee earlier today.
All righty, the House Ethics Committee is investigating a Florida Republican congressman. Here, this is interesting. Chad Pergram has more in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House Ethics Committee is conducting a deeper review into allegations made against GOP Florida Representative Corey Mills. It comes after an August 2024 referral from the Office of Congressional Conduct, or OCC. It found that the Florida Republican may have omitted or misrepresented information in financial disclosure reports and kept contracts with the federal government. Congressional rules bar lawmakers from personally benefiting from holding government contracts. The referral recommends further scrutiny of companies owned by Mills that manufacture munitions, which went to federal law enforcement. Quote, there is substantial reason to believe that Representative Mills may have entered into, held, or enjoyed contracts with federal agencies while he was a member of Congress, reads the OCC report. Mills declined to cooperate with investigators in the OCC, an independent nonpartisan body that reviews and refers allegations of misconduct against House members. The Mills move is the first made by the committee this Congress, and it notes that it's only probing Mills. There is no indication of wrongdoing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your state headlines in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this time every afternoon. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand. Also have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we got some developing on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. That's just some of the biggest spots right now. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees. It's going to be a low of 50 to 90. Tomorrow, going to be a similar day for the most part. Sunny, clear, high of 72, low of 54.
Okay, more state news to pass on to you. Fox's Jill Nadeau reports the state's talking about bringing back one particular kind of honey. Here's Jill.
Take a pause.
A new debate in Florida is all about hunting black bears in the state.
It's clear that the population has not stopped growing for the past 20 years.
That's Mark Barton of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Florida hasn't allowed bear hunting in 10 years, and Barton says there's too many of them now.
The hunt can be used as a management tool to control the densities in areas where they're just too high.
But bear advocates say the population of black bears has been holding steady at around 4,000. Katrina Shaddix is founder of Bear Warriors United. She says overpopulation isn't the real threat to the bears.
We have development and roads taking away bear homes. That is what is threatening the future of bear survival. These are obstacles that bears probably will not survive. Maybe in our lifetime, they'll go extinct.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Chris, how big of a Metallica fan are you?
I used to be in the day. I am a fan.
Back in their prime.
I am a fan.
Yeah, all right. Well, then you're in luck, because they're teaming up with the American Red Cross for a blood drive in Tampa. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers charity foundation, called All Within My Hands, will host several blood drives this summer in support of their North American tour. They'll be held at or near the venues where the band will be performing. So Metallica plays at Raymond James Stadium on June 6th and the 8th.
One thing you didn't do when you went to a Metallica concert, you didn't get near what they called the snake pit. The band liked to spit a lot off stage, and that's what they called the snake pit.
That is disgusting. Thanks for sharing.
It was disgusting, but hey, it's my Metallica story for the afternoon. Hey, Brooks Law, House Bill 1161 is one step closer to becoming an actual law. The bill is designed to require internet platforms to remove altered sexual depictions from their platform upon the request of the victim. It's now ready for the House floor. Deep fakes and the misuse of synthetic content are an evolving threat to the public, and boy, is it ever. We hear about it all the time. 98% of the deep fake photos and videos found online are pornographic, 99% of those featuring women.
My goodness. All right. And if you're still procrastinating on your taxes, folks in Florida and six other states have until May 1st to file their federal tax returns. The IRS announced the extension for states affected by Hurricane Helene. The IRS is also providing penalty relief to businesses for payroll and excise tax deposits.
By the way, did I run that into you yesterday and telling you that I had already done my taxes? Did I mention that?
Yes. There was a lot of self-backpatting.
Yeah, it sure was. And I was pretty doggone proud of myself for this year. Did a nice job there, Chris. Way to go. The Pensacola Beach Chamber's annual Art and Wine Fest scheduled Saturday, May 10th on the boardwalk. I'm giving you plenty of time here to plan for this, because it's always a rage. It's so much fun out there. The event's free. Wine tastings, however, require a ticket. Rightly so.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It is fun.
Yeah, you can't just let anybody in there. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes giving you a deep dive on some of the biggest stories going on around the entire nation.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, I like that music you're playing today. Afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Feeling good. Austin's got a killer weather forecast for us in a few minutes.
Oh, you know it.
You're going to be smiling after he gets through with you. I promise you this. Stocks ending down today. Boy, it was really cranking earlier in the day. They were up 1,000 points. Somehow managed to watch that slip away. Why? A lot of uncertainty remaining over President Trump's tariffs. There you go. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The volatility continued on Wall Street for a fourth trading session, with the major averages giving up an early rally and finishing lower as trade tensions mount. The White House says 104% tariffs on Chinese imports will go into effect shortly after midnight, even as the Trump administration is moving to quickly start talks with other trading partners. All of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, with tech the worst decliner. The Dow winners, United Health Group, JP Morgan Chase, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Apple, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 320 points, the Nasdaq lower by 335, S&P 500 down 79. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, got some backups developing on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling either east or west near Avalon Boulevard. Got some backups over there. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, as we so often do. Other big spots include Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling eastbound towards Highway 87, or excuse me, Avalon Boulevard, we got some minor backups there. Nothing too severe. And Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day, high of 72, low of 54.
And in 7 days, that temperature on next Tuesday will be 81 for the high. So we'll be there. We'll be moving into the 80s. Also, take note of this. Mega Millions changing their format, changing the price of the ticket, changing the whole doggone thing. That happens tomorrow, but so here's your last chance at the old system. $54 million going out tonight, $25.7 million. That is your cash option drawing tonight, 10 o'clock. Play wisely, and good luck there. Doge's efficiencies alleged effort to weed out fraud have caused the Social Security website to crash today. What a mess. Here's Ashley Webster with the details.
Frequent outages of the Social Security's website and recent links, well,
It's been linked to its expansion of fraud checks earlier in the claims process. According to the Washington Post, a credit reporting agency is being used to track names, addresses, and other personal information to verify customers' identities. According to current and former workers, the software wasn't tested before the system was hit with a high volume of users. Officials say connectivity issues and bugs have caused the portal that manages the logins and authentication for many Social Security applications to simply just go down. Another factor has been the impact of widespread cuts imposed by the DOGE team.
And the National Park Service says changes made to a webpage dedicated to the Underground Railroad have now been reversed. The page featured a prominent photo of Harriet Tubman for many years, but that photo was recently removed. The page was also rewritten in places to remove some references to slavery and focus on how blacks and whites worked together before the Civil War. Park Service officials released a statement last night saying the changes were made without approval and that the original content has now been restored.
Boy, Washington was all abuzz with this. The Supreme Court allows President Trump to continue mass deportation efforts. David Spunt reports from the Justice Department.
In a 5-4 ruling, the High Court ruled the Trump administration for now may continue to deport illegal migrants using this 1798 Wartime Powers Act called the Alien Enemies Act. It was set up in the early days of America to fight off an invasion in this country. You may remember the images last month of men being taken from the United States, heads shaved and thrown into a mega prison in El Salvador. Well, the men are from Venezuela. The White House insists they are members of foreign gangs. Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh all ruling in the administration's favor.
And a Supreme Court ruling has taken away a short-lived reprieve for the 16,000 fired probationary employees. The ruling overturns a lower court decision that reinstated them while the case was being argued in the courts. Tuesday's Supreme Court ruling is a win for the Trump administration as it continues to cut the federal workforce.
Okay, a U.S. astronaut. Get this. This reminds me of a bit out of the Big Bang Theory when Howard went up in space.
All right.
A U.S. astronaut joining a crew of two Russians. Remember, he went up there with two Russian guys.
He did.
And they're heading to the International Space Station. This should be a very interesting mission. Here's Jonathan Shire.
NASA astronaut Johnny Kim launched from Kazakhstan with two Russian cosmonauts, the trio arriving at the International Space Station in just over 3 hours to begin an 8-month mission in low Earth orbit. Despite tensions between the U.S. and Russia, Kim says cooperation in space remains strong.
At the end of the day, we're all humans doing our parts, trying to make this world a better place. And that's no different with my friends that I get to go to space with. My Russian cosmonauts.
This is the first space mission for Kim, who is also a medical doctor and former Navy SEAL. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And a California man is pleading guilty to an attempt to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Nicholas Roski was found outside Kavanaugh's home in 2022, armed with a pistol, pepper spray, hammer, screwdriver, and a crowbar. The works! Roski pled guilty in federal court today and could face life in prison.
And what? He left the kitchen sink where?
I mean, my goodness. Yeah, he had a little bit of everything.
Here's a business story for you from the NYC. Tourism extremely down and business of real concern. Here's WNYW, that's Fox 5 up in New York. Kendall Green has more.
Tourists add a unique flavor to the Big Apple. According to the president and CEO of New York Tourism Plus Convention, last year millions of tourists shelled out roughly $79 billion across the city and state, $51 billion alone from travelers. But with talks of tariffs and an intense political climate, it's costing the city and its tourism businesses serious cash. We talked to a couple of tour guides from Top View, a double-decker bus company in the city. They confirmed they're seeing that slump too, expressing business has been slow over the last couple of weeks. And it may be easier to land that gift at the souvenir shops since there are less customers roaming through the aisles. Kendall Green, Fox News.
Okay, Blue Angels 2025 air show practice sessions continuing tomorrow from the flight line on board NAS Pensacola. Be sure and arrive early. Westgate at NAS Pensacola will open up 9 a.m.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump using his executive pen to expand coal production in the U.S. despite environmental concerns.
We need more than double the energy, the electricity that we currently have. You take all of the electricity in the
country right now for houses, for buildings, for everything.
Speaking from the White House today, while flanked by coal workers, the president moving to also end an Obama-era moratorium that paused coal mining leasing on federal lands. The Keystone Oil Pipeline shut down after a rupture in North Dakota. Cause of the leak is under investigation.
A rep for South Bow, which manages the pipeline, says the affected segment has been isolated and operations and containment resources have been mobilized to site, explaining the primary focus is the safety of on-site personnel and mitigating risk to the environment.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin there. America is listening to Fox News.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
434 News Radio. Pensacola Right Now, 92.3. Chris Bryan, hey, how you doing? Austin Price over here driving this machine today, coming up with a five-day forecast and a lot of sports. We're going to talk about that in a second. I guess one of the top things that we're kind of deciphering this afternoon, of course, Florida winning the NC2As last night. What a game that was. Some Pete's.
Absolutely.
You know, for people that have ages on them, kind of you have a heart problem. I can't take basketball a lot of times. Just too doggone crazy.
Right.
Too much excitement there. Okay, so here we go. CBS has a look and an update on our sports this afternoon.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Sports Minute sponsored by NHTSA. Put the phone away or pay. That was definitely not how I thought Florida would win the national title last night. I figured the Gators offense would have to solve Houston's vaunted defense, and I didn't expect the Cougars to pull a Duke and wilt down the stretch like they did. Scoreless for the last 2+ minutes, losing for the first time this season when allowing less than 70 points. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Yeah.
Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by looking at their phones while driving. There's the sneak a peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts, or the nightlighter who illuminates their car after dark. If that's you, reconsider before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the got a ticket-er, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Good segue into sports, I'd say. Throughout that sports minute, we were hearing a little bit about the NCAA Men's March Madness. That got me thinking about NCAA as a whole, so I'll kick us off here. A federal judge holding off approval of a settlement from 3 athlete compensation antitrust cases with the NCAA and Power 5 conferences until changes are made to the agreement. The agreement would pay some $2.8 billion to current and former athletes and their lawyers, and Division I schools would be able to start paying athletes directly for their NIL. The judge, during a day-long hearing Monday in Oakland, raised concerns over parts of the deal, including how it would affect roster limits with the end of the current team-by-team scholarship limits.
Okay, 437 News Radio 92.3. If you remember, we had the nice lady on from the National Weather Service with this on the Monday program, simply because setting you up for a great weekend. Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's so many things going on this weekend. The weather is just going to be beautiful for that, and why I kind of slide into this story here, and the weather will be affecting the Blizzard Series Cup race Friday at Five Flag Speedway. They're cranking them up. Gentlemen, start your engine. Southern Super Series, Sportsman, Pure Stock, and the Crown Stock rolling on the half-mile oval out on Pine Forest Road Friday night. And the weather's going to be great.
All righty. And the Panthers hoping to develop an interesting prospect. Not talking about Milton. I'm talking about the Carolina Panthers here. After playing 5 years of college basketball at Ohio, Western Carolina, and Coastal Carolina, Colin Granger has signed with the Panthers with the goal of being converted to a tight end. Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, and Jimmy Graham are among the former college basketball players to have successful careers as tight ends in the NFL.
Okay, let me dig a little bit deeper here about the NC2A title game between Florida and Houston. It came down to one possession. Absolutely. What a game this was. Florida 65, it was Houston 63. Jared Max has more in this Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
Florida Gators 65, Houston Cougars 63. Good morning, I'm Jared Max, a nail-biter in the final game of the college basketball season. Men's NCAA final in San Antonio Monday, the Florida Gators led the Houston Cougars for all of 64 seconds, most importantly for the final 46 seconds, where the Gators' defense clamped down on Houston and kept the Cougars from attempting a shot on each of the final two possessions. In a wild last play, Houston was going to try for a game-winning three-point shot, but Emmanuel Sharp, preparing to shoot, was disrupted by Florida's Walter Clayton Jr., and Sharp lost control of the ball. Time ran out. Florida won its first national championship since 2007 when it was a back-to-back winner. Then Coach Billy Donovan, now Coach Todd Golden.
And our players, they've been the difference all the way along. Been incredibly consistent all year. Have worked with a great work ethic. Obviously, we have an incredibly talented group, one of the most talented groups individually in America, but I do think what separates us and what has separated us all season long is our team talent and the way our guys have played together and for each other all year. And because of that, we can call each other national champions for the rest of our lives.
Team talent versus individual talent, the decider for Florida, as head coach Todd Golden said. After his team held off Houston last night, 65-63 for the third national championship in Gators history, Florida trailed by 12 points early in the second half. After Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers visited the White House Monday to celebrate their World Series title last fall, Ohtani nearly hit for the cycle against the Nationals. He had a home run, a triple, and a single. Still, the Dodgers lost 6-4. LA's record is now 9-3, second best in baseball, a half game behind the other two California teams in the National League. San Diego Padres and San Francisco Giants both 9-2. The Padres beat the Athletics 5-4. The Giants lost 2-0 to the Reds. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And some unfortunate news here. A former MLB player reportedly among the dead after a roof collapse at a Dominican Republic nightclub. Octavio Dotel was pulled alive from the rubble but passed away from his injuries after being taken to a hospital. At least 44 people were reportedly killed and at least 146 injured in the early Tuesday incident. The sister of retired MLB star Nelson Cruz reportedly was also killed. The collapse happened during a performance by a popular singer. Rescue crews still searching through the debris for survivors as of earlier today.
News Radio 92.3 starting today. The FWC is offering free hunter safety internet completion courses. This is happening in Molino, Cantonment, Jay, and Milton. The two-day events are designed to help students become safe, responsible, and knowledgeable hunters and learn about conservation. So that's, I told you my son went to that course. I highly recommend that. Denver Nuggets. This is a lot of folks scratching their heads today about this one. Made a stunning decision. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Nuggets have fired head coach Michael Malone with just three games remaining on their regular season schedule. Despite being 15 games over 500 and fighting for home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs, Malone was in his 10th year as head coach of the franchise, leading the Nuggets to eight consecutive winning seasons and an NBA championship in 2023. In a statement, Josh Kroenke, vice chairman of Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, said in part, quote, "This decision was not made lightly and was evaluated very carefully. And we do it only with the intention of giving our group the best chance at competing for the 2025 NBA championship and delivering another title to Denver and our fans everywhere." Also out, general manager Calvin Booth, who will not have his contract extended. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I don't know, man. A mid-season rebuild seems a bit bold.
I lived in Denver. I don't...
You won 2 years ago. You've still got an MVP caliber player leading your team, and you're still high ranking in the deep Western Conference. What about that says I need to ruin everything?
I could take them back to the days of McNichols Arena there with Alex English and those guys.
Right.
When they were bad. really bad. Yeah. What are they, a game and a half out?
Yeah, this Denver organization has gotten a bit too big for its britches.
Yeah,
it
got a little spoiled there, I think.
The Mike Malone thing is pretty ridiculous. But you know what sounds even dumber?
Mm-hmm. Scared to ask.
Do you know who Stephen A. Smith is?
Oh, of course I do, and he's not going to be the president.
Wow, way to spoil it. Yeah, if you haven't heard, television sports personality Stephen A. Smith says that he is leaving all doors open in regards to a presidential bid.
Holy.
Smith said in a post on his X profile that life was great and he hates the thought of being a politician, but he's sick of this mess. He's been critical of both sides at times, but pushing for the Democratic Party to refocus on key issues for voters, as well as going after the GOP for entertaining the idea of a third Trump term.
Let me share something with you that makes a little more sense. A tennis icon got her very first Hollywood Walk of Fame star. This is good. She was such a pioneer in the game of tennis. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Tennis legend Billie Jean King received a historic Hollywood Walk of Fame star. She was the first woman to be honored in the new sports entertainment category. Accepting the honor, King told the crowd, "The important thing is I don't want to be the last." Basketball legend Magic Johnson and Oscar winner Jamie Lee Curtis joined the 81-year-old tennis icon at the ceremony. Johnson, like King, is part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who were honored at the White House earlier Monday for their 2024 World Series win. In January, King served as Grand Marshal of the 136th Rose Parade, and last year she received the Congressional Gold Medal. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola. Check out their Waves and Wonders event. Food, prizes, and big deals this Saturday, 10 till 4 p.m. at 1901 Cypress. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on 9 Mile itself, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Some of the other spots include I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, sitting at 70 degrees, low of 50 tonight on the local scale. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, clear, high of 72, low of 54.
Okay, there's a snapshot of your surface situations in terms of roads and all, but let me kind of go up 40,000 feet. Let's look down and talk about the weather. And I want to tell you this. You should be thanking your lucky stars you're not living in upstate New York today. Tons of snow. I mean, absolutely tons of snow. Well, let me just put it like this. The U.S. is going to experience a wide range of temperatures this week, and I mean brutal in some areas. Here's Janice D.
A strong cold front is bringing below-average temperatures to the central and eastern U.S. for much of the week, while the west warms up and possibly brings more record highs. Measurable snow continues for sections of the Great Lakes, the interior northeast, and northern New England. Pacific Northwest remains active through Wednesday, but thankfully, calmer conditions for the central U.S. after a very tough few days of severe weather and flooding. FoxWeather.com for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty. You know, you bringing up the weather on a national scale, actually a good segue here. Vice President J.D. Vance accusing former Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of political pettiness. Vance said McConnell's decision to vote against Trump's pick for a top Pentagon role, like so much of the last few years, was petty. McConnell was the only Republican to vote against Elbridge Colby to serve as Undersecretary of Policy at the Pentagon. Colby's nomination was approved today in a 54-45 vote.
I just have to scratch my head a little bit. The guy puts in, 40 years or something like that service to his country, and then his last few days he starts to go crazy. It just doesn't. I mean, O'Connell, I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
Just absolutely. It scratches my head thinking, why do you do this? Hey, listen, on Monday, some doors at New York City's Grand Central Terminal were temporarily locked in response to a chaotic anti-Israel protester march that started a little over a half a mile away from the United Nations headquarters, where it all got underway at that point. C.B. Cotton has details from NYC.
The group, infuriated over President Trump's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, the pair meeting to discuss the Israel-Hamas war, tariffs, and Iran's nuclear program, the anti-Israel chants filling the entire main concourse. It wasn't just inside the train station, though, but also right outside the doors. Video from the scene showed scuffles between some of the protesters and officers. The NYPD telling Fox a total of 6 people were taken into custody, among them one person facing charges of grand larceny. Last spring was the height of the anti-Israel movement in New York City. As the weather gets warmer, things could pick back up again this year. C.B. Cotton, Fox News.
In a parole board hearing in June could make this Friday's resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers irrelevant. Lyle and Eric Menendez claimed self-defense from abuse when they were convicted and sentenced to life for the 1989 murder of their parents. California Governor Gavin Newsom sent the case to the parole board last month.
Okay, a lot of small companies have started using AI, and one business owner says his team has been using his new AI device for only a few weeks, but they're already on track to double their inventory. Good news here. Kennedy Hayes shares how this guy's using AI in Denver.
Fox on Tech.
Andy Downard is the CEO of Thriftly and says thrift stores like his get tons of donations every week.
The ability to price based on brand, location, size, color, like AI unlocks those doors for us.
To speed up the pricing process, Downard invented an AI device. A simple scan reads an item's category, brand, and size, then answers the question, what are similar items selling for, before printing a price. Goldman Sachs Foundation's president, Asahi Pompei, says AI offers two main benefits.
Category one is saving small business owners time. You and I know that time is everything to a small business owner. And that second category is saving them money.
Downard says since the scanner helps work move along faster, he's able to pay even his entry-level employees above minimum wage.
A typical thrift store, they're producing between 40 and 70 pieces per hour. We think we can take that number over 100.
With Fox on Tech, Kennedy Hayes, Fox News.
And the number of jurors in the Karen Reed murder retrial now up to 12 as jury selection reaches its sixth day. Reed charged with murdering Boston police officer John O'Keefe, who was her boyfriend at the time. 3 jurors were added today, while 1 selected juror dropped out due to personal reasons.
I know for years we had a PGA tournament, golf tournament here in Pensacola. I used to play it over at the Pensacola Country Club. Mm-hmm. Very popular. I don't know what happened, but we might have a reprieve here in terms of bringing another PGA tournament to the Gulf Coast. Walton really? County could soon vote on whether to approve a major golf tournament next year. The Walton County Tourist Development Council approved a potential partnership with the PGA Tour for fall 2026. The item now heads to the commissioners for contract negotiations. It could be a 2 to 5 year deal with an estimated, get this, $6 million annual investment.
All righty, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour, we'll get some business headlines for you.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Bring the family for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Friday night at the Gulfside Pavilion. The Fred Levin Fest is Sunday from 11 till 3, downtown at Palafox and Government. The free event features food, games, music, and most importantly, 60-plus nonprofit organizations will be distributing food and info for families in need. See FredLevinFest.org. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator, about the county's plans to basically take over the development of a wastewater treatment plant because the city of Milton has just not come through in this regard. Several episodes of Days of Our Milton today, still considering this lawsuit about the public records from Mayor Heather Lindsay. And Sheriff Chip Simmons talks about the agreement made with Escambia County for funding for the next couple of years. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
All righty, getting some business notes for you here. We'll kick things off with your daily update of all the financial stuff going on in your world today with Your Money Now.
Here is Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump now reportedly threatening new 50% tariffs on China if Beijing does not remove the retaliatory duty on the U.S. The White House says any suggestion that the president is considering a 90-day pause in tariffs is, quote, fake news. The video game adaptation of Minecraft to the big screen built the biggest opening weekend of the year. The blockbuster adaptation of the video game Minecraft shattered box office estimates, grossing $157 million domestically and setting the opening weekend record for a video game adaptation, besting 2023 Super Mario Bros., according to ComScore. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow losing nearly 350 points, the S&P 500 dropped 11, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 15. U.S. crude oil futures for May sit above $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your business notes in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Just got some usual backups here on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees, clear skies tonight with a low of 50. Tomorrow, another sunny, clear day, high of 72, low of 50.
Maybe partaking in heading to the island to maybe do some swimming. Well, yellow flags are flying on Pensacola Beach, which means just swim in protected areas.
Just
to be safe out there. Hey, Keystone Oil Pipeline shut down after a rupture in southeastern North Dakota. Big deal here. Here's Christian Goodwin with more.
An investigation program manager for the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality confirms the Keystone Oil Pipeline was shut down because of a spill near Fort Ransom, North Dakota. The manager, not revealing a cause, explaining the spill is confined to an agricultural field south of the pump station. The pipeline, which carries oil from Canada to the U.S., runs through North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, reaching refineries in Oklahoma and Illinois. A rep for Southbow, which manages the pipeline, says the affected segment has been isolated and operations and containment resources have been mobilized to site, explaining the primary focus is the safety of on-site personnel and mitigating risk to the environment. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And many Americans say the amount they will pay for federal income taxes is, quote-unquote, unfair. A recent poll from Gallup found 50% of surveyed adults remain unhappy with their income tax rates. The poll also shows that most believe corporations and wealthy people don't pay enough. A Gallup analyst said the decline in perceived fairness is likely tied with inflation.
Okay, UWF's going to honor traditions and celebrate the future of the university during the 7th Annual Founders Week. You making your plans for this weekend?
Yes.
As an alumni of UWF.
A proud Argo. Uh-huh.
There you go. The week-long celebration gets underway on Saturday, welcoming you, the alumni, and visitors to campus.
Oh, how
there
nice
you
is that?
Go.
Yeah. It's like I graduated from there or something. And U.S. Cellular selling to T-Mobile, more than 4,000 employees being let go as a result. However, T-Mobile says that they plan to offer a majority of those employees comparable jobs. Workers across the Midwest, including Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Wisconsin, are included. The transition is scheduled for the first couple of weeks of June.
457 News Radio 92.3. You've heard us talking about it for this past hour here. This is a very big deal. A major tariff hike will hit the Chinese imports at midnight tonight, actually 12:01 tonight. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A 104% tariff rate will be added to Chinese goods into the U.S. as a trade war between Washington and Beijing escalates.
It was a mistake for China to retaliate. The president, when America is punched, he punches back harder.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump believes Chinese leaders do want to make a deal with the U.S. to lower tariffs.
If China reaches out to make a deal, he'll be incredibly gracious, but he's going to do what's best for the American people.
Wide-ranging tariffs are also being imposed on trading partners around the world. Levitt says about 70 countries have so far signaled they want to start trade talks with the administration. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All righty. For those who love music festivals but don't love large crowds, you can watch this weekend's Coachella Festival from your living room.
Good place to watch it.
Yeah, the best place.
Absolutely.
The festival will be live streamed on YouTube beginning on Friday. Fans will be able to watch up to 4 stages at once during the live stream.
Yeah, you remember, though, they had a big washout last year. A lot of mud. Oh, people got in a lot of trouble. I mean, just they were in the middle of nowhere. Couldn't get to them. A lot of mud. But hey, as they said, we had a great time. Let's do it again. Ron Howard. You know Ronnie?
Yes.
Opie? You know, little Opie? And Henry Winkler. The Fonz?
Yes.
Reunited with Happy Days co-stars for the first time. And get this number, 50 years. Wow. It's the last time they reunited. Michelle Polino has more.
Monday, happy days. The gang from Happy Days, Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Don Most reunited for the first time in 50 years at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh. During a panel discussion, Winkler called the reunion emotional, saying, "This is the first time we've appeared this way in 50 years. Howard added, "It feels like 50 minutes. The actors reflected on the success of Happy Days, crediting its creator, Gary Marshall, and their close-knit cast. Howard said, "We were like a family, a unit, growing up through the process." Happy Days aired from 1974 to 1984. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, very interesting weekend. I mentioned this to you just a few moments ago about so many different things going on. We'll catch the Saturday Pensacola Beach site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. That they do this over at Casino Beach. Before that, that morning, there's also going to be the 2025 DaLuna Open. That's a big water swim. They do this at Mommy Beach. You might know it as Quiet Water Beach over there.
Yep.
More than 100 swimmers going to take to the protected waters of the Sound. This race is a stop on the Speedo Salt Series. So that's just a couple. Of course, we'll be talking about this next hour. A lot of SEC ladies in town this weekend. We'll be talking about that. Come on back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.